Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Abby and I'm a missionary at Damascus, where we're working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today we're going to be reflecting on a reading from the Gospel of Mark. So let's begin in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Mark chapter 2, verses 23 to 28. As Jesus was passing through a field of grain on the Sabbath, his disciples began to make a path while picking the heads of grain. At this, the Pharisees said to him, "Look, why are they doing what is unlawful on the Sabbath?" He said to them, "Have you never read what David did when he was in need and he and his companions were hungry? How he went into the house of the God when Abiathar was high priest and ate the bread of offering that only the priest could lawfully eat and shared it with his companions?" Then he said to them, "The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. That is why the Son of Man is Lord, even on the Sabbath." This gospel reading is picking up from yesterday as Jesus begins to really try to speak a truth to the Jewish people, which is that, yes, rules were given to you and laws were given to you for you to follow. And I'm actually coming to speak not a new law or different law, but I'm coming to fulfill the law. I'm coming to fill in the places where there are gaps. And there's most surely a gap here, right? Because Jesus walking with his disciples and they're hungry. They have been ministering all day, probably all week. And the Pharisees begin to rebuke them. Why? Because the disciples are picking wheat and eating as they are walking. If any of you out there have seen The Chosen, it's an amazing series that just depicts different scripture stories and allows us to see God and see Jesus in a way that maybe we haven't before. And I know for me, this gospel passage really reminds me of one of their episodes where the disciples are walking with Jesus. They're talking about a miracle that he just experienced. And obviously this is not always accurate to what happened, but just a depiction of truthful things that did happen. And one of the disciples like pauses and almost like spits out the wheat because they're like, "Wait, it's, you can't eat that right now." And Jesus looks at them and he sees them in their humanness and actually says that they're not doing anything wrong. Actually, they're doing everything right, which is that they're in ministry with Jesus, that they're walking with him, they're pouring their lives out for him, they're trying to learn, they're trying to be obedient, and they're hungry. And we have a God that actually sees past sometimes these black and whites and actually just sees us as people, right? He sees them as men who are hungry because they've been working tirelessly for the Lord. And right away, the Pharisees want to condemn them. They want to place judgment on them saying, "No, no, no, you're not following the law. You must not love God because look, you're eating on the Sabbath." But if you look at those stories side by side and say, are these men actually not following the law? Are they actually not in love with Jesus? Or are they actually right in the middle of being so obedient to God, being so obedient to the Holy Spirit, which is that they're living a life so laid down that they've even like forgotten, just like that they're so hungry, but their instincts are like kicking in. And when I was reading this, what really just stuck out to me was just the power of God's love that has no bounds, that comes after us and sees us in our weakness, that sees us in our brokenness, that sees us in our humanness and just says like, "I see you and I love you and nothing's going to be able to hold me back," right? That even in this moment where we want a law and a black and white to decide what's right, actually just let my voice and my companionship and my presence for you tell you what is right and tell you what I want for you in this moment. And again, we know that Jesus brings the fullness of God to light because he is literally God incarnate. And we know that he gives us the Holy Spirit, and that same Holy Spirit is what is supposed to guide us in these moments of asking him like, "Lord, what do you want of me right now?" When we're in the midst of hard situations or situations where we're between two objectives and asking the Lord, like, "What do you actually want from me? What do you actually see from me?" And just a reminder that like our faith is between a living God who who was a person who was on earth with us, who loves us and knows us in a way that we will never even fully understand on this side of heaven. But that there's a truth that he has no bounds, his love has no limits, and he's coming in close to us. He's coming into the hard and the broken and the messy and the moments when we don't really know what the right answer is. He's coming with direction and with his Holy Spirit. So God, thank you so much. We love you. We are grateful for your Holy Spirit. We're grateful, Jesus, that you came and that you are still a God that is living and breathing and is alive within us. We love you, God. This has been a scripture reflection on the Gospel of Mark. Again, my name is Abby. To learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, please visit us at damascus.net. God bless.